Ooh, that was loud.
That's a cheers. Big one.
Cheers. Happy Friday.
Jinx. Yo, me a soda.
This is tasty.
This is very good. I just opened up your Snapchat and you were driving behind a horsey?
A truck full of horsies.
A truck full of horsies?
I did. Why are you creeping on me?
But you just sent it to me. Well, you sent it to me, but I just opened it now. Yeah. So cute.
A white pony.
Oh, you know what my mom got for her birthday?
A pony? A white one?
No. Well, she's going horseback riding for her birthday.
Oh, you're right.
She loves horses. That's her favorite thing since she was a little girl.
She's never been before?
No, never been.
Really?
She's you know, getting up there. I don't know how she's getting on the horse because she's getting a little old.
Somebody get her a ladder. Sorry, Mom. Someone get her a
ladder. She's going to hurt her back.
Oh, she can use the, what's that called? You know, the automated chairs that go
up
the stairs?
Oh, shit, up the...
Just kidding, we're going to cut this part out.
No, we're not, Dee Dee.
The chairlift, or whatever it's
the
called.
The chairlift, but it spirals up around the horse and it just pops you on top of the horse.
That we might be onto something.
Oh my God. I need a sewing kit. Do you know I ripped my pants at work?
My mom gave you
I ripped my pants at work.
What did you do?
Okay, so when I pull up my
pants... What do you do for work? First of all, tell them that. You're in an office. How'd you rip your pants?
Yeah, I'm in an office. I'm not in the field. I'm not running around like a nurse. I work... I'm not going to tell people what I do, but... Wait, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, shit. We're the 718.
I thought you knew us by now.
It's
our third episode.
I was too excited about the horsey, and then I was worried about my pants being ripped. Sorry, buddy. Welcome back to our podcast episode three. How do you say three in Korean?
Tres.
No. Se. Se.
So there's like how you say first and one.
Okay.
Hana is
Hana, do, se.
That's one, two, three.
Uh-huh.
First is Hana.
Hana.
Wait a minute. Did I just say the same thing? All right. So first is Hana.
Hana. I'm talking about third.
One is Il.
I want to know third.
Set.
Third?
Set or 세 번째.
So this is episode three.
세 번째.
How would you say this is episode three?
세 번째 episode three.
Oh, shit. I guess I know half Korean then.
Half Korean, right? 세 번째 episode.
Episode. How do you say it?
I gotta ask my brother. Shout out Korean to you, homeboy.
Your Korean is not that good.
Episode, I'll let you guys know. I'll come, maybe episode four.
You might know that one? Okay, we'll save that for next episode.
Next episode, I'll come back with some more Korean in my hands. I'm sorry. Fuck. Don't play this in front of my parents. They're going to beat me, spank me.
Like, throw hot rice on your face.
Yeah. Starting to get some memories of the old days.
Chopsticks up your asshole.
Oh, my God. I think I still have a few splinters up there.
Yeah, so I was pulling my pants up. And when I pull my pants up, I use the belt loops.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been at my job for almost 3 years, and the pants are 3 years old. So the pants are as long as I've been there.
I think I know what pants you're talking about.
It's like black work pants.
I used to work there too, and she would wear these every fucking day.
No, I rotated. I have a washing machine, so whatever.
Yeah, they Anyways. Only rotate in the washing machine. They don't rotate when it's on her body. Only in the washing
machine. No, I mean I rotate my outfits. Stop embarrassing me in front of all of our friends. So I went to pull my pants up and the fucking belt loop ripped. So now I have a flappy flap for a belt loop and
wings.
A big hole like where my underwear go. Mm. Like where my underwear is. So I got to shove it in the hole and sew it up. That sounds like a Friday night. That sounds like a good time. But yeah, so, and also, you know what used to happen to me all the time? When I would walk at my house, I had the handle, not like the knob. I had the handle.
Oh, and it get caught?
I would walk, and it's only when I'm mad.
Wait, but what gets
only
caught?
Only when I'm mad, I would walk, like, let's say I'm rushing, I'm trying to go to work, and I run into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I would walk with my pants on, and my loop would get caught on the handle.
That is a... One in a million.
Is that fat girl problems? The booty? The booty gets in the way?
That's not even the booty. That's her damn belt loop.
Well, it's by, my hips. I'm a woman. I got hips. And they don't lie. But yes, so now I have a broken belt loop. And I don't know if it's all the years of walking by the door and the, you know, my belt loop. And of course, I'm mad. Always when it happens, I'm in a bad mood.
Guess what? The door's trying to tell you something. Change your goddamn lose weight. Pants. Change your pants.
I gotta go buy new pants now. Or I'll sew it. I don't know. I'm not Susie Homemaker over here.
My mom is.
I'll just ask her to sew it. She's gonna be like, damn, why is there rips where your thighs are?
How come all your fucking belt loops are fucking broken? And why do you got holes in the middle?
Why do you got holes where your thick thighs are, lady?
Chub rub.
Chub rub.
Lady.
Okay, is there something like, for instance, the belt loop thing? Like, I'm always, like, it only happens when I'm in a bad mood. Is there something that kind of happens to you when you're in a bad mood like that?
When I'm in a bad mood, the only bad thing that happens is that I don't fucking show it.
But then it builds up exactly. And then you explode.
That's the only bad thing. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. And guess what? I try not to, but I feel like I... You know, explode on you sometimes.
Mm. I mean, you do.
Oh, God. Not like that, though. But not in a good way. But I don't want them to feel like I fucking, you know, hit you or abuse you or whatnot.
Well, not yet. Maybe after we're married, I'll get the pleasure. Oh, my God.
You'll get the pleasure? Butt. Don't say that. On your butt. Does that ever happen to me?
Yeah.
Like the unfortunate events?
Yeah. Exactly. And it's only when you're mad, running late. This shit only happens when I'm mad or running late. I don't know why.
It's
just stupid things.
Here's the thing. I don't get mad.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of patience. It annoys me.
I have so much patience. Like, you would not even believe how much patience I have. Compared to you, we're like polar opposites.
Mm-hmm. You make me feel like the crazy one because I'm sitting here exploding with anger over something.
I don't get mad.
Why?
I'm trying to
think of it. It annoys me more.
Something. The only time I get mad is when you're mad and you take it out on me is the only time I get mad.
That's true.
Because I'm just sitting here like a little child and I'm getting yelled at for what? I'm not doing anything. That's when I get mad and I'm just like, why are you taking this out on me? I'm just here eating my cookies. Like, what the fuck? Just give me more milk. God damn it. I did nothing wrong to you.
Sorry.
But I cannot even think of, no, I really can't think of a time. Oh, actually, we went to Tommy's Tavern a couple of weeks ago, and this guy, he was probably drunk out of his fucking mind.
Oh, shit. I remember this.
Some old guy and his girl, right?
Let's tell a quick backstory. We were kind of like drinking all night. Mm-hmm. We ended up just going to this bar, and we just wanted a chill spot, go to the bar, talk like a little bit about the podcast.
Just a random night.
Talk about our day.
Casual night.
Have a beer.
Exactly, yeah.
And I went to go to the bathroom, and this bar is empty.
Yeah.
There's like, it's like a square bar. You have a couple people on one side. Everybody's kind of far away because they want, you know, their privacy. You got this person on this side of the bar. You got us. And then these people, like, were just right next to us. They just sat right next to us.
I'm minding my own business at this point. I'm watching the fucking game.
Yeah, there's a basketball game on, right? Yeah.
And this guy, out of nowhere, I don't know if he was trying to be, you know, disrespectful or respectful. I don't know. He goes, where are you from? Right? Mind you, I'm Asian. So I get that often. But I tell him, I say, I'm from Staten Island. I'm from here. I live here. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, where are you from?
Oh my God.
That's what triggers me a lot.
Triggers you?
Yeah. And I tell him, do you mean my ethnicity? And he goes, yeah, where are you from? He's like, no, are you Chinese? Oh, are you Korean? God. Are you Asian or Chinese? Are you Asian or Chinese?
Standing ovation.
I'm like, at this point,
I definitely graduated college.
I tell him, I say, you know what? Leave me alone. All right. I'm minding my own business. I'm fucking watching the game. Leave me alone. And then what do you do? His girlfriend was like, oh, why are you being so mean to him? You know, he's just asking you one question. at this point, I'm ignoring them. You come back and I'm triggered. I'm like, you know how I get mm-hmm. when I'm kind of in an uncomfortable situation. And you had to walk into that shit and you're like, oh, what's going on, babe? You know, I'm like, this motherfucker.
You were visibly upset and yeah. you gave me a look. So I walked over and I said, I came and I sat down and said, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And this guy is like still staring at you. I'm like, is there a problem to the guy? He got up, walked to the other side of the bar, like at least 20 feet away, and just walked to these random people and started talking to them. And then that's where you told me the story.
Yeah. Like, I don't like to get into any confrontations. I used to back in the days, but now that I'm a little older, you know, I feel like I should be the more responsible one and mm-hmm. just keep my cool. Mm-hmm. I used to be very, very hot-headed yes, back then and yes. very, you know, just one little thing would just trigger me and I would flip shit, you know, let it all loose.
Punch walls. Remember you punched that light pole once?
It went out.
I wasn't with him, but he just told me this story.
It was on Richmond Avenue, walking home. I fucking missed the last fucking bus. I had to walk home for 40 minutes and punched.
In like freezing cold weather.
I was mad at something, and I hit the fucking light pole, and the fucking pole went out. Don't sue me, because you don't know where I live. You will never find me.
So, that whole thing when he brought up, like, your race, do you think a lot of people, like, you know, I'm white. I don't really experience that. Only when someone gets to know me, they'll be like, oh, what's your, you know, where's yeah, your well, family from?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, especially I live on Staten Island. A majority of people here are Italian. Yeah. So.
But it's like I grew up hearing that shit.
Do most people, like your friends, family, because all your friends are Korean.
Yeah.
Do they also, like people say like that all the time?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's so annoying.
It is. It's just.
Mad annoying. And the funny part is they're like, oh, are you Asian or fucking Chinese?
Fill in the blank, right?
Asian or Korean. It's like, are you
like an entire race or a country? Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
That's like saying, are you American? Are you
European? Yeah, exactly.
Are you American or are you Italian? Something like that. No, I'm saying.
Anyways, yeah, I grew up hearing that shit my entire life, but right now it don't really faze me. If you're so unintelligent, 40, 50-year-old man asking me, are you from Asia?
He looked older.
Older, you think?
Yeah.
I think he might have been a cab driver. He had a little Bluetooth piece. Remember that in his ear? Like, yo, it's not the 1990s anymore. What the fuck?
Get some AirPods, man.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
That shit's annoying.
It is what it is. I guess I don't look American enough. Is it my skin complexion?
I mean, you are yellow.
Hey, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Well, we're practically like common law married, so I can.
Wait until you see our kids. They might be
yellow. They might be cute as hell.
Pale ass chicken butt white.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I love interracial babies.
Yeah.
And interracial couples.
I feel like, first of all, there are numerous interracial couples within just my side
it's
of the
so
family.
Crazy, yeah.
Your side of the family,
none.
No. Everybody's Korean.
Zero.
Even all of your friends, well, not even all of them have girlfriends, but the two that
did.
The two that did and that we went on double dates with, they're all, everybody's Korean.
Hold
but
on.
My family, my brother's with an Indian girl. My cousin is dating a Spanish guy. My other aunt, got married to a Colombian. Trinidadian.
You
Trinidadian.
Have, Asian cousins.
I have Asian adopted cousins.
That's crazy. Maybe.
From China. They're Chinese.
This is faith.
Who else?
We're meant to be. There's more. I know.
I forgot.
For sure there's more.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is I feel like from when we first started dating until now, I see way more.
Or maybe it catches our eyes more.
Maybe. But no, when I first started dating you, it's like, I kind of like look to see, especially if it's like a Korean guy or an Asian guy and a white girl. Mm-hmm. Like I used to be like, oh shit.
That's kind of rare. I don't really see.
You kind of like, let's say if we're on a date and I see like an Asian guy and a white girl, we kind of look at each other like, hey we got something in common.
That's what's up, right?
But totally from even just 3 years ago, from then until now, it's just so many more interracial couples. And we make the best babies. Interracial couples make the best babies. You know why?
No offense to, you know, same race couples, but...
But this is our experience.
Sorry, my babies are going to be better than yours.
No, this is our experience and our podcast. So we can say whatever we want.
But by the way, your sister has the best looking babies.
Yeah, they're so cute.
And they're not interracial.
Yeah, no, but they're, you know, they're cute.
They're, oh my God.
I love them so much.
My favorite.
I tell everybody about them like if they're my kids.
Me too. I show everybody their photos.
Yeah.
I don't know if your sister minds, but
remember when Jackson was born and you're like, hey, buddy, I'm your first Asian friend.
I wrote in this card. Was it his card? And I signed it off. Your first Asian friend.
Aw, that's cute. But there's a lot of, you know, this is like a dating tip I'll give for the day. Mm-hmm. I'm only one tip per day. Just a tip. If someone from a different race, either if you're a guy or a girl, whatever, if someone from a different race asks you out on a date, just open up your mind to it. Even if you've never dated outside of your race, give it a chance, because that's what June did. June gave me a chance because...
Should we tell them how it began?
No, we'll save that for another day.
It began with Mulan.
Mulan?
Mulan.
Oh, all right. Let's save this for another day.
Mulan.
Let's save this for another day. How I was obsessed with Mulan, and that's where my love for Asian men came from. Secretly that I didn't even know of.
And then boom, here I came.
Oh, goddamn. I mean, I did have a crush on the guy.
Asian guy?
Yeah, with the muscles.
Me?
No, the guy from the cartoon.
Oh, the fucking cartoon. I'm so cocky. I just said, me? The guy with the muscles?
Are you the funny one in the family? Or
no,
is your brother?
You know it's my brother.
Your brother?
You know it's my brother.
But when because it's your brother, for me, for instance,
you're
one. I'm the funny one.
Yeah, you and my brother, you guys click.
We click so well. Your brother could be, like, my best friend. Well, he is my friend.
You guys have the same personality.
That's the
thing. You guys say something and laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching you, like, okay.
You know what I thought of? Like, when I was younger, for instance, I would be, like, the ball buster. Mm-hmm. Like, I would do something so silly to get people to laugh, and it made me feel so good knowing that people laugh. I feel like I'm still like that to this day.
You're meant to make people laugh. If it makes you feel good, then that's what you're meant to do. You and my brother, you guys are both the same way, and you guys are good doing it, so why stop?
You know what I thought of the other day? One time, so back in the day in the 90s, everybody on my block, we had so many kids, so many people in the summer. Everybody would be outside in their driveway. They're making coffee, cookies.
Before smartphones, before tablets, before all of that shit. Those were the good times.
Mm-hmm. People would, for instance, my neighbors, they would make coffee. Everybody would come to one person's driveway.
Wow.
They'd have coffee, cookies, snacks.
Wow.
So I remember one time, for some reason, we had like a cane in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the house. I had to have been when I lived in the other house. So I had to
be
at least
five or six
at this point. And this is one of the first things I ever remember of me being kind of like a
silly
comedian and silly. Yeah. I went into the house and I put on like a trench coat, and we had this cane in our coat closet for some
and
reason.
You remember this.
And I walked out and I was pretending to be an old man.
Yeah.
I made every single person on my block
laugh
in like tears. Like, oh my God, your daughter, Diane, your daughter's so funny. Da, da, da.
How did that idea even come to you?
I don't know. I just randomly think about, you know, my neighborhood.
And
I just always enjoyed that. So do you, like, when you make, let's say you're in a group of your family and you, like, say something and make them laugh? Because your family's very conservative.
I am very conservative. I'm not the outspoken one.
Yeah, you guys are very, like...
You know how I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you make them laugh, do you feel, like, good a little bit? Like, haha, I made everybody laugh.
Of course.
Because that's how I feel.
Of course.
You know, I love making people laugh.
Making people laugh or smile. There's nothing bad about it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm not the very outspoken one, but when I do make them laugh, I make them laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I make them laugh. But I cannot beat my brother. He's just, yeah. He's such a character.
Oh, do you remember that one time? So we were drinking and we put on
Queen,
and he went in a different room, drew on a fake Sharpie mustache, on his
face.
Put on a white tank top, tea. And he had his spoiler before his he attached the spoiler. Car spoiler.
He came out like rocking singing. A guitar or a microphone.
That famous concert where the Live Aid concert, yep. Where he goes. Oh my god.
I wish I could show you guys.
We have a video. About. It's amazing.
I have a photo too.
It's amazing. That's why we get along so well, because I used to do that.
On his face. Amazing. Oh my god. I was not expecting that.
It came off though. And then he goes, he just walks out, and we all were like pointing at his mustache, and he's like, oh yeah, it's Sharpie.
it's Sharpie.
Amazing.
No big deal, Sharpie. Stuff like that, you know? Amazing. Like I would never do. Mm-hmm. Like, he took all of that character from me.
You're still funny.
God's not fair. I got the looks.
Oh, shit.
That's what it is. Just kidding. Not kidding.
Love you, bro. Cheers. So, should we segue into the true crime part of the segment?
Sure. What do we have tonight?
This week, we actually have a personal story that we would like to share. And this is going to... June's going to take the lead this week. Yeah, this week. He's shy. He's telling me no. But he had something kind of traumatic. He witnessed something... I don't mean to laugh, but he had something sort of traumatic happened. And I will let you take the lead for this week's Staten Island... Actually, wait, it's not crime. It's more of...
It's not crime, but it's...
It's something that was definitely in the paper.
Yeah.
It was not a murder, but death was involved.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately. So I'll let you take the lead.
So this was actually 10 years ago, maybe around the summertime. Okay, so I was in my room playing my favorite video game.
Which right? one?
It's called Counter-Strike. Kind of embarrassed to say it, but it's called Counter-Strike. It was late at night, probably around 11 p.m. at night. It was kind of hot in the house, I guess. So I had my windows open, wide open. And all of a sudden, I hear a car crash.
Wait, where did you live at the time?
At the time, I lived in an apartment building at the top floor. And... out of nowhere, I hear a really, really loud car crash. So I look out the window, nothing. The next minute, my dad's calling me. Hey, June, come out to the balcony. So I go out. I'm like getting chills from, you know, thinking about this again. Go out to the balcony and I see a freaking body laying down on the floor, lifeless. And it turns out,
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man. It turns out he committed suicide from the old apartment where I used to live at. Years before to this new apartment where I moved into.
Are they close to each other?
It's actually like right across from, like probably 100 steps from the old building and the new building. Mm. So I'm thinking, oh my God, it's not a car accident. It's a suicide.
Oh my God.
So the thud was actually the body hitting the ground. And I'm not sure what the reasoning behind his suicide was, but... No, my thoughts go out to his families and friends.
So it's kind of something that always stuck with you. Do you still hear the sound? That traumatic. Sound? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not that I hear it from time to time, but
If you think about it, can you hear, like, memory-wise, can you still hear it?
If I think of suicide, then I hear it. Mm. But if I don't need to think about it, I don't hear it. But if I talk about, if I hear people talking about suicide, then I hear what this person had to go through and the final moment.
You know, suicide is something that it's really hard to talk about. I had a very close family member commit suicide, and I hate to call it selfish, but it's sort of a selfish thing because you feel like you're alone, but you, by doing it, you affect so many people in the process.
You hurt more people.
Especially than like yourself. One, the point of closure, the family doesn't get closure. Mm-hmm. And two, people who witness it.
Yeah.
Like you were a witness to it. And I hate to say that it's selfish because it's so tragic.
It is very tragic.
I feel like it's also a little selfish that, first of all, you're leaving your family behind.
Mm-hmm. And all these people that love you.
Mm-hmm. And then also people who witness it. Because when my family member committed suicide, I actually heard witnesses tell me what they dealt with, like what they went through. Mm. So now they have to live the rest of their lives seeing the image of what they saw.
Right.
So it's, you know, and at the time when she did it, she wasn't thinking of that. She was
very young too.
Very young.
Yeah.
But suicide's a hard topic to talk about because you don't know what the person's going through.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to emphasize before. Yeah.
Mental illness is
it's no joke,
man. It's no joke. And it used to be such a taboo thing to talk about, but it's more...
I want to give it more exposure.
Yeah. You know? I feel like from even a couple years ago until now, it's more acceptable. There's more options out there to be treated.
Of course.
Before, people made you feel like you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And now there's more outlets of how to, you know, how to take care of your mental health, because it's so important, just as your physical health.
You know what the crazy thing is? So after that happened with that incident at the apartment building, the very, very year after, same thing happened again.
Oh my God.
Did I tell you that?
No.
So the first time it was where I used to live, the year after, the second time, it was two stories below where I used to live. And the story behind this one was, it was a couple, a young couple. They got into a fight from the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
They carried it on upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl actually, my dad witnessed the entire thing. He thought it was around Halloween time. So he was smoking in the balcony, right? And he saw a body, well, not a body, but he saw the person hanging by the railing.
Oh, my God. Did he think it was like a prop or a prank?
He thought it was a prop, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't think anything of it until the person let go. I'm not sure how true the media is, but...
Yeah, because these stories are on, what was it, the SI Advance?
Yeah.
Online?
Yeah. Well, it turns out they got into a fight. Some physical altercation, and the lady decided to end her life, unfortunately.
Did he push her, or?
From what my dad saw, no.
It was just her?
She was hanging on to the railing, and she just...
Like, the guy didn't, like, push her, and then she was hanging on?
He didn't tell me that he saw another figure there.
Wow.
She was just hanging on, and then she decided to...
Oh, my God.
End her life. That's crazy. That's only 1 year apart from each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the woman got the idea from the first man?
Oh, who knows?
To maybe do it?
Who knows?
Or maybe she wanted,
these are the effects that, you know,
yeah,
a suicide may have in another individual.
Yeah. Because at the time, when you have those thoughts in your head, the person who wants to commit suicide, you're not thinking of anybody else. You're not thinking of your family. It's just, it is what it is. You're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about how upset or sad or lost or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about your emotions, and the thought of your family doesn't even pop into your head.
Yeah, like, this is such a hard topic to even think,
because
to talk about.
People are like, oh, well, they know they have families. They know they have loved ones.
Yeah, but
when you're
in that moment.
In that moment, That doesn't even cross your mind. Block out
everything else.
That doesn't even cross your mind.
Yeah.
And then when you come out of it, let's say you don't go through with it, which I hope nobody would, mm-hmm. you're like, oh shit, you know.
What could have happened?
What could I have done?
Yeah.
It's all right. I appreciate the story, but this topic is a little, sorry about that. This topic is a little too...
It's heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
It's too heavy.
We have anything else? How was your week? Let's lighten up the mood a little bit here.
My week was good.
Okay. How was your day?
My day was good. You know, surprisingly, my day went very fast, which happy about.
Good. Good for you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
I'm just so... It's sort of a job where you're more mentally drained.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't get a lot of physical activity. I'm sitting at a computer all day, entering data,
mm-hmm.
or reviewing data, or cleaning up data, or... Microsoft, or Windows, or what is it?
Office? Outlook?
No, Excel. Microsoft Excel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Microsoft Excel is... I'm cheating on you with Microsoft Excel.
I approve. Because I used to cheat on you with Microsoft Excel. Excelia. I'm
so sick of that program. But that's my day. That's how my day... My day was good.
We want to hear about your days.
Yeah. So. Why don't you follow me? Follow us on Instagram.
Let us know. The 718 Show. On Instagram.
Oh, we should make an Instagram.
We're going to.
Oh, good idea.
Tonight we're going to.
The 718 Show or the 718 Podcast?
I say the show because everyone else has a podcast in their title.
Okay.
So when you search podcast, it's not going to be ours.
Do the 718 show, all spelled out. Like the S-E-V-E-N.
Or the...
Let's spell it out.
Yeah, that's kind of long, no?
The 718 show. It's not long. I'll type it in.
How about seven, spell out 7-1, number 1, 8, spell out 8, show.
But for now, you can follow me on Instagram. Ashley Helene, 2 E's at the end. Where can they find you?
I don't have an Instagram.
You can find him if you go to mine.
So, yeah, follow us on our brand new Instagram account.
Yeah.
The 718 Show.
718 Show.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you're worthy, I'll accept you.
Worthy. Denied. All right, on that note, we gotta go.
See you next week.
We're gonna go get drunk at the bar.
Bye-bye.
I'm gonna go shake my ass.
Flat ass with your broken belt hoops, loops.
All right, we gotta go. Bye.